Han, can you come here for a second? Well, I guess we have a problem. Yeah, so you know how I thought it was kind of weird how I haven't been really interested in having sex recently? And that my eating habits have been more than a little odd? Yeah, well, I think I figured out why. What? No, I'm not pregnant, you ass! No, I. Do you remember how I talked about how my great grandma was a little special, even among manticores? Yeah, well. Looks like it runs in the family.
Ta-da.
So, yeah. I was in the middle of waking up and nothing quite felt right, and fucking. I don't know. I just realized suddenly I had four arms too many and the ceiling was too close. I mean, you're about, what, 5.5 feet, right? Then that should put me somewhere around 7 or 8 feet now. Shit. I know Oni who aren't even this tall. Fuck. And you know what? We didn't move all that long ago. Now we're gonna have to find another place, or renovate and put in higher ceilings. And what? What is it? Is there something else that's changed? Oh, wait. Oh, God, no. I didn't hear about any other physical changes. So, what is it? Where? I. You. Oh. I've fallen even more in love with you? What a hopelessly romantic idiot I married. But I suppose you are my hopelessly romantic idiot for a reason. Come here. I have it on good authority that I can give some of the best hugs ever now. I love you so fucking much. Oh. Yeah, I guess you are kind of up off the ground now with the height difference. You feel pretty light now, too, if I'm being honest. I didn't even know I was holding you up until you said something. What? Oh, no, not nothing. I know that look. You thought of something naughty you want me to do, but now you're too embarrassed to say it out loud. Come on, then. Let's hear it. I need to return the favor for you telling me what I needed to hear when I was panicking. Still not talking? This must be real good then. Let's see. Let's see if I can pry it from your lips with my own and maybe some scritchies, You're certainly not going anywhere while I've got you hanging in my arms, anyhow. How about now? Oh, come on. It can't possibly be that bad after all the kinky shit we've done. Nope. You know what? No. I didn't think it was possible, but I take it all back. All the nice things. No, I am not going to. No, don't you use those big kitty eyes on me. I. Ugh, fuck. I hate it when you do this. You know that? Fine. I will do this one time. But you better burn it into your memory, because I am not saying it again. Ara, ara. What do we have here? A cute little lost kitty. How about you up and take you back home with Mama. Hmm? I'll take real good care of you. Ugh, jeez. Feels like I need to wash my mouth out after saying that. Gotta admit, though, you do look cute and ridiculously happy. I guess it wasn't the absolute worst thing you could have asked for. And you are kind of cute-sized to me now. Huh? Oh, no. No, I've just... I've got a few ideas coming to me. Yeah. Yeah, I think that could be fun. Well, maybe something easier at first. Just to get you used to it. In any case, let's get those clothes off of you. Oh, don't even act like you're surprised. You've been hard as a rock this whole time. And you know what? I am more than happy to take you up on that offer after our dry spell. So. Oh, I know you can undress yourself. But where's the fun in that when I can just strip you naked midair where you have no control? Oh, look at you. Blushing like it's our first time all over again. Oh, God, you're so fucking cute. I really am tempted to keep you leashed to our bed just so I can always take care of you. Let's see. What was that one thing you kept looking up last week? I think it was Manticore's nursing tail job. Oh, what? You're either terrible at remembering to clear the search history, or you were hoping that I'd find it. And I'm guessing the latter, because it was not subtle with how many times you searched for it. Alright, so, let's get you all snuggled up in my arms so you can assume the position. Oh, squirm all you like, hon. Now I know you want this, and you know you can't get away from me. Oh. For as much as you tried to fight it, you are being such a good little baby kitty now. And I've got you all wrapped up nice and tight and... Ah, and you are sucking so sweetly. I may have to do this more often. It felt like you started throbbing even harder as soon as my nipple went in your mouth. Oh, it's almost a pity that nothing's going to come out from them, though. Oh, yes. But I do think you have some thick, white stuff for me. Oh, don't you? Yes. That dry spell had you more than a little backed up, it seems. But then again, you probably still have quite a bit of my venom keeping you horny all the time after that girls' night thing a few weeks ago. I can already feel that first big load of yours. Oh, yes. It's getting itself ready to paint the insides of my tail pussy white. You're sucking so hard now. Like your life depended on it. No. No, don't you try to fight it. No. No, just give it to me. No. Oh, give me everything. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, baby. I know I banned you from masturbating and wasting any of my favorite drink, but... goddamn. Trying to drown a girl, aren't you? Oh, but look at you. Completely boneless in my arms. Silly little grin on your face and looking like you're ready for a nap. Well, I'm thinking instead, we test that one other change I heard happens. Yes, even more potent venom. Just one little teensy poke to let it get all in your system and... done. Oh, I know I'm so mean, but my, look at that. Both you and this handsome cock of yours are all raring to go again. Don't worry, hon. You're definitely going to enjoy this. It's something extra special we couldn't do before. So go on. Hands over your head, palms out. Yep, just like that. Now, sit up on my hands and just face me. Good boy. Now then, just... Oh no, you won't be needing those naughty hands anyhow. So I'm just going to keep them entertained. They're going to get a nice little timeout teasing from all those lovely nubs that drive you crazy inside my tail pussy. Can you feel them? Can you feel them already caressing your precious little fingers and palms? The way you're already fidgeting tells me you approve. As for the rest of you, my dear, you're going to be my obedient little swinging sex toy. To be held and thrusted and used as I so desire. Until you give me exactly what I want. And what I want is to wring every single drop out of you with what's between my thighs. Fuck. That helpless look on your face. God, it gets me so wet every time. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck. Oh, so damn good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. How does it feel being my most precious toy? Oh, being unable to even thrust without me pulling you in, huh? Oh, judging by that face you've been making. Oh, and those moans that a whore would be proud of. Oh, I think you're starting to like it pretty well indeed. No. You might end up with imprints of my paws on your ass after this, though. You're just so fucking cute. I can't stand it. I need you to be mine. Oh, yes, I need your cock. Oh, your body, your ears, your tail. Oh, and your seed, they all need to be mine. Oh, that's it, sweetie. Oh, I can feel how close you are. Oh, and I'm right on the edge with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me. Come. Come with me and give me. Oh, give me all of you. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, sweetie, I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Oh. look too happy. It just makes me want to start teasing you all over again. Oh, but don't worry. I won't. This time. And I can see you're just barely staying awake as it is. Here. The bed's a little small now, so let's just stretch out on the rug for the time being, and you can lay on top of me. Yeah. There we go. Looks like you get to be the extra little spoon from now on, cute stuff. All cuddled up with me nice and safe. And now there are even a few hands to spare for tail pets and ear scritchies for a certain very good boy of mine. Yeah, we'll figure out what to do about the house and all the other stuff later. For now, you can just sleep. Love you, hon. Good night.